News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Well, I'm sure News Talk Breakfast listeners have been following the psychodrama that's been happening in the UK over the last couple of days, and supporters of the British Health Secretary Wes Streeting have said that today they do expect him to hand in his notice of resignation to Keir Starmer and challenge him for his job as leader of the Labour Party and consequently Prime Minister. Well, Ian Dunt is political columnist with the Eye Paper and he has the very latest for us. Ian, you're welcome to the programme. So the rumour mill continues to be in overdrive over in Westminster. What is the likelihood now of Wes Streeting following through today, launching that campaign? Will he reach the threshold of MPs that is necessary to become a leadership contender?
Those two questions are slightly different in a way that I didn't think mattered yesterday and that I think probably does matter today. You know, yesterday when his team refused to kill these rumours, in Westminster speak, that just means it's true. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, there's no way you allow rumours of a leadership bid to just build and build over the course of a day against your leader, unless it is obviously true. So clearly, that's the intention. And I would strongly expect he would do that today. However, there is no actual sort of event planned, which is weird. There's a lot of talk about, and this is partly sort of expectation management and just the weird kind of psychological warfare going on at the moment, of sort of suggestions that he actually doesn't have the number. So maybe he needs 81, so it's 20% of the parliamentary Labour Party, that's 81 MPs. So maybe, you know, he'd have allies saying, you know, it doesn't really matter if you don't have the 81 names right now. The thing to do is launch and then the momentum will take you there. Maybe he does have those names, but just like there are many more things right now that we don't know than that we do know.
I see Sky News reporting that Angela Rayner has been cleared by the HMRC over those tax affairs difficulties that led her to resigning from her position a number of months ago. The sense earlier in this week was that she was sort of paving the way for Andy Pernham to try and make a run. Do you think it is more likely now that she will make a run herself?
Yeah, it is. I mean, A, the timing on that age. I mean, that HMRC investigation has been going on for months. The fact that it's sort of wrapped up this week, it's just, I mean, it's like it's being written by someone. It's much more likely that it will be her now than it will be Burnham. So Burnham is outside of Parliament. He needs a by-election to get in. He needs the National Executive Committee, which is sort of the rule-setting body in the Labour Party, to allow him to run for a by-election. He needs to win that by-election, which is no given thing. And all of that, of course, involves convincing an MP to stand aside for him. And these names have sort of creeped out over the course of the week. Sort of six or seven names now. And each time a name creeps out for like an MP that'd be willing to give up their seat to Andy Burnham, they pop out and go like, no, mate, I'm not doing that. It's like quite, if you've met many MPs, MPs are motivated by a real deep sense of self-belief, like to a man, basically, a deep sense of self-belief. It would be quite an unusual MP, unless they were right at the tail end of their career and a big believer in your project. It was just the psychological type that's going to be willing to stand aside. It's going to be like a subplot in someone else's story. That's not really the kind of personality type that we're dealing with here. So I think he's really struggling to find someone who will give in, and then he has to win the seat. It just looks, now that it's all happening so quickly, it was tenable earlier this week when we were thinking, you know, maybe there's a process, maybe it goes on into autumn, no one's launching a challenge right now. That really changed. Once it became something that was happening in the short term, the pathway for Burnham to get in is very, very, very narrow indeed. And I think probably to the point of I've stopped thinking that it can happen. And I suspect that the same thing is happening in Westminster, and that's why you're seeing this much more, I mean, a really quite confident move from Angela Rayner in her interview. And then these rumours building up around Ed Miliband as well, essentially potential alternatives to a Burnham candidacy on the soft left.
Yeah, and I also saw Al Cairns writing in the New Statesman yesterday, seeming, I think, to suggest, look, I might be interested in throwing my hat into the race too. What is the likelihood now that Keir himself will go again for the leadership? And would he have any chance if he ran?
Yeah, he would, you know. But for a weird reason that I think is primarily to do with electoral mechanisms. For a start, he's automatically on the ballot. So unless he actively decides to pull out, which it's not the kind of behavior that we're expecting from him at the moment. He looks really quite, his behavior suggests someone that's really quite angry and very stubborn and prepared to like die in the ditch, you know, like he's going to fight it to the very end. This isn't very gently into that good night behavior that we're getting from him. So I think he will go for it. And then the electoral system. So it's a transferable vote. You know, you pick the person you most like, the candidate you're most approve of, but you've also got a second name there. And if the first, you know, if someone gets the 50%, that's round of voting, then that's fine. But if not, then the candidates at the bottom have their second preferences distributed. Now, that's interesting, right? Because like, let's say, I mean, it won't necessarily be. Let's say you have something like Streeting, Starmer, Burnham, which would essentially be presented as like right and left and centre of the party, Starmer representing centre. Well, a lot of MPs, I think, would give Starmer their second preference vote. It's actually quite likely that on that basis, he would win. And my God, I mean, if that happened, that would just be such a mess. I mean, that would make what's happening right now look very civilised and orderly and full of dignity. I mean, there's plenty of really tragic comic outcomes that can follow from where we are.
Well, it's absolutely fascinating, I have to say, to watch it from afar. Ian Dunn, political columnist with the iPaper, and I'm sure all of the programmes on News Talk will be following that development right throughout today.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.